Hi, welcome to Lean Living with Shelley, your Master Certified Health and Wellness Coach. I'm going to share with you strategies, tips, and tricks that you can use to enrich and fulfill your days where you live your best life out. Yesterday, we started talking about plant-based eating, and we talked about five reasons why people choose to have plant-based nutrition. There's more, but the top five were improve your health, succeed in weight loss and weight management, prevent or manage a chronic disease, to stop spending on supplements, and the fifth one was to save our planet. Today, we're going to look at the science behind plant-based eating. The research shows that we do need more fruits and vegetables in our plates to prevent chronic disease and help with our weight management. In this next section, you're going to learn what we need more of in our nutrition intake, such as fruits, vegetables, and fiber, and what we need less of, such as sugar, sodium, and protein, in order to live a healthier life. Let's look at fruits and vegetables. Plant-based eating means that you have a large portion of your meal that comes from plant-based food. That said, fruits and vegetables are often the number one thing that comes to mind when we think of a plant-based nutrition. According to some studies, only 15% of our population is able to meet the minimum requirement of daily recommendation for fruits, and even less, 10% for vegetables. Experts in nutrition all across the world agree that the insufficient consumption of fruits and vegetables contribute to the obesity epidemic and chronic disease related to poor nutrition, especially in our country. A report that was published by the World Health Organization, or WHO, recommends that you take a daily intake of 400 grams of fruits and vegetables would contribute to preventing chronic diseases such as, which include diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and obesity. To put it in perspective, one tomato is approximately 75 grams, while a medium-sized potato is about 150 grams. For fruits, a medium apple is about 150 grams, and a small kiwi is around 75 grams. Fiber. As mentioned earlier, fiber is lacking in the nutrition of Americans. It's recommended for women to consume 25 grams of fiber and for men 38 grams of fiber on a daily basis. Unfortunately, we only consume an average of 15 grams daily. That is not enough for most of us and can have a negative impact on the bowels and cause constipation or hemorrhoids. According to research, an increase in fiber can help prevent and reduce heart diseases, diabetes, and even colon cancer. You can find two types of fiber: water-soluble and water-insoluble. Water-soluble fiber is found in fruits, vegetables, legumes, oat, and bran. Since water-soluble fiber absorbs water during digestion, it can decrease or prevent constipation. Fiber is also known to decrease the blood cholesterol levels. As for the water-insoluble fibers, they are found in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and many cereals, including brown rice. The insoluble fiber wears that name because they remain unchanged during the digestion and help with digestion, encouraging a regular movement in the intestine. Here's the approximate amount of fiber found in various plant-based foods. A half cup of black beans is 7 grams. A half cup of cooked broccoli is 5 grams. One apple is 4 grams. A half cup bran cereal with no sugar is 14 grams. 1 cup cooked brown rice is 3.5 grams, and 1 cup of oatmeal has 4 grams of fiber in it. Sodium. Sodium might be considered a plant-based food, but there is a strong warning to decrease our consumption so that we don't exceed the requirements of the 2,300 milligrams of sodium consumption daily. The salt shaker in the kitchen is rarely the culprit. The sodium that we consume comes from highly processed foods. Think of the frozen aisle in the grocery store and those restaurant meals. For example, take a fast food burger and you have twice the sodium that a homemade one has. According to some research, individuals who regularly consume a meal at fast food restaurants were approximately 296 milligrams above the recommended daily intake. Other studies indicate that individuals who had a plant-based nutrition will reduce sodium consumption 2,300 to 1,500 milligrams a day. They showed a reduction in blood pressure and increased weight loss. That said, it's important to understand the plant-based food doesn't always mean healthy food. Sugar is another plant-based food to be aware of. Sugar. Did you know that we are among the largest sugar producers in the world? And we are also high consumers of sugar, third in the country in the world after India and China. The average American will consume 152 pounds, that's 6 25-pound bags of sugar cane. And that's how much the average American will consume of sugar in 1 year. That's 152 pounds. Some people will try to convince you that some sugars are better than others. It is true that different types of sugars will have a different impact on your metabolism, but sugar remains something that you should not consume in a large quantity, no matter if it comes from fruit juices, honey, or a muffin. It's recommended to stick to less than 50 grams of sugar a day. A packet of sugar is about 4 grams. One glass of cow milk is around 14 grams of sugar. A popular store brand muffin is approximately 32 grams of sugar added. So I challenge you to start looking at the labels of the food you eat on a daily basis and identify the amount of sugar intake you get from these foods. You will be quickly surprised to see that sugar is added into so many products we purchase. Even canned vegetables can have added sugar. By reducing your sugar intake, you increase your chance of losing weight and staying healthy while preventing chronic disease. Reading labels, though, can be difficult. Look for the word sugar on the nutritional label. You will see how many grams of sugar there is in the product. Many companies try to hide the ingredient by using multiple names to describe the sugar added. They use at least 60 names for sugar on labels. Companies do it that way because they can divide and conquer. If they only used the name sugar, it would often be one of the first ingredients on the list, which is in order of quantity. And that would tell us it's not a healthy option. In order to confuse you even more into submission, they categorize the type of sugar by its scientific name so they can have 10 small amounts of sugar instead of one large amount of sugar. So here's an example. The order of ingredients on a popular can of pumpkin pie filling reads like this. Pumpkin, water, sugar, salt, spices, dextrose, and natural flavors. Dextrose is a type of sugar, and some companies choose to use that term of sugar instead because it would place sugar before pumpkin in the ingredient list. Same with the popular bottle of our ketchup that has the following ingredient label: tomato concentrate from red ripe tomatoes, distilled vinegar, high fructose corn syrup, salt, spice, onion powder, and natural flavoring. This one uses the term high fructose corn syrup and corn syrup to describe the sugar. One package of ketchup weighs 9 grams, and 2 grams of that is sugar. I know choosing healthy seems like a lot of work, but once you know which products are good for you, it makes your grocery shopping quicker. Some labels now say low sodium or no sugar added. This can help you pick the right item faster. Now we're going to take a look at protein. Protein is a myth that animal protein is a better protein than plant protein. Since 2007, the World Health Organization has indicated that the difference between animal or plant protein is not significant. Here's examples of approximate amount of protein found in plant-based protein versus the animal protein. So let's take a look at 1 cup of dry roasted soy. You have 37 grams. You take 1 ribeye steak, 291 grams. It has 69 grams of animal protein. Plant-based protein, 1 cup of tofu is 20 grams. 1 cup of boiled chickpeas is 15 grams. 1 cup of quinoa is 8 grams. 1 avocado is 4 grams. Animal protein, the 1 fillet of cooked salmon is 35 grams of animal protein. 1 cup of cottage cheese is 23 grams of protein. 1 cup of whole milk has 8 grams of protein, and 1 egg has 6 grams of protein. For most Americans, the average daily intake of protein is recommended at 46 grams for women and 56 for men. 1 cup of shredded cheese is about 26 grams of protein, and 1 cup of diced chicken is roughly 38 grams of protein. That means that if you eat cottage cheese for breakfast with a glass of milk, an egg sandwich for lunch, and a ribeye steak for dinner, you are probably looking at double the amount of protein recommended for your daily intake. You can now understand why the average American eats around 100 grams of protein per day. Our society seems to be eating too much protein, which can cause issues with bowels or digestion. It's true that some individuals need more protein than others, but in general, our protein-rich nutrition is overindulgence. It was once believed that you needed to add animal protein in your meals to increase muscle mass. Some studies and athletes have demonstrated that it is possible to increase muscles and be fit with the plant-based nutrition. For example, one of the best runners of all time and American ultramarathoner, Scott Jurek, is known to be a plant-based eater. While thousands of research demonstrates the health benefit of consuming vegetables as a way to prevent illness, may still refuse to change their nutrition to increase their quality of life. Too many people believe that exercising, medication, and supplements are sufficient to maintain health. Meanwhile, experts in the field of health and wellness say that weight management is 70 to 85% nutrition and 20 to 20% exercise. So why do we still struggle to implement change? What stops you from applying the changes to your life? Well, there is a saying that some people only change when status quo is more uncomfortable than changing. Are you that kind of a person? Are you really waiting for your health to be gone to make your illness your number one priority? I don't think so, because you wouldn't be listening to this if you weren't contemplating a change. Since you're not a quitter, we're going to move on to the next lesson, and we'll make sure that you have all the tools and knowledge so you can reach your plant-based eating goal with much success. And what we'll be talking about next is how to kickstart your plant-based lifestyle. Thank you for listening to Lean Living with Master Coach Shelley. I hope that you picked up some tips and strategies and tricks that you can use to enrich and fulfill your days so that you live out your best life. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.